News Radio KMAN, good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Dave Lewis. This is our daily COVID-19 update that we do here at Manhattan Broadcasting. We are in our second month of this now, if you can believe that or not. And it seems crazy that we continue to see increases in some numbers. And Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, is joining us on the phone today. Julie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave.
I understand you were able to take a little time and go for a little run yesterday, probably a nice little stress reliever.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, today wouldn't be so much, but, you know, I'm looking at some numbers here. We have a few more in Riley County. You announced this morning that there were three additional cases in Riley, and let's talk a little bit about those patients and what you're experiencing or what you're witnessing in Riley County.
Sure. So now we're up to 40 confirmed positive here in the county, and 17 of those have recovered. So we've added a few more to that recovered list. We currently have one patient from the county in the hospital, and today's new patients include a 26-year-old female and a 33-year-old male that live in the same household, and they were related to a previous positive patient, and also a 22-year-old female who was a known contact of another previous positive patient. All of these individuals are recovering in isolation in their homes. We also have 24 pending tests, and there have been 255 negative tests in the county so far.
Okay. I understand that, you know, we have a few more test kits and more tests are being conducted.
Yes. We are happy about that we were able to obtain some more test kits from KDHE. We just got those a couple days ago. So we have actually seen a pretty big increase in the amount of people that we've tested at our swabbing tent at the health department. We started that new procedure on Wednesday. And so since then, we've seen about 21 come through. And so we've also seen an increased amount of individuals just in the community at other clinics. We've heard that they've also increased their testing. So along with that, we know that KDHE has loosened their criteria a bit as far as who we can test. And so it's not that we're testing asymptomatic individuals. You still have to have a couple symptoms, but it's definitely a lot less restrictive.
I see that Geary County holds steady at 10, and Pottawatomie has 8 that have been confirmed, and that's up just 1. But the state of Kansas got a big jump with 295 new positive cases. That's a 10.5% increase from yesterday. And I think it's pretty safe to say that the four counties where there's been a lot of concern because of primarily meat processing facilities there, Lyons at Emporia, Finney at Garden City, Ford at Dodge City, and Seward County at Liberal. Between all those, that's 815 positive cases in those four counties now. And Ford County has 350, and that's been a huge jump. And I know the governor had a lot of tests that were flown down to each of those four counties, and so there's more tests being conducted there. Is there concerns about food supply that comes from any of those locations that you've heard of?
Oh, I'm sure there are. I haven't really paid close attention to that at the moment, but you know, a lot of our food supply does come from that, so we need to pay close attention to that, and I'm sure that's why the state got right on that and sent more testing kits down to them. We want to get all those individuals tested and get control over that.
Yeah, Wyandotte County had a slight increase. They have 520 now. That's the most in any county in the state. You know, and then Johnson County with 417, Sedgwick County with 323. So we've got a lot of numbers here that that we have thrown out there. I think one of the things that the state numbers that we don't see from the report that you give us daily is very important to know that these are not necessarily this 2,777 number is the amount of cases that we have had in total. That does not include the numbers like the ones that you had said, where you have 17 here in Riley County that have recovered, and we don't have any kind of indication from the state as to how many recoveries we've seen.
Right. So, yeah, the state doesn't require that the local counties report that information. We think it's a good idea to keep a track of that number, and we know that our neighboring counties do that as well. Pottawatomie County and Geary County report those numbers to us as well.
Well, I also think it's interesting to say that the four counties that are to the north of Riley County, Nemaha, Marshall, Brown, and Washington counties, those four counties collectively have a total of zero. So what do you anticipate? Do you have any thoughts as to what the governor is going to announce probably early next week with regard to the stay-at-home orders?
We're really not sure what she's going to announce. We kind of go back and forth on that, but we do know that she is going to announce something early in the week. So we here at the EOC, the command staff here, has been working for 3 days now on an order to be issued. If she does not extend that order, we have something in our back pocket. Of course, we're taking input and from other community partners as well. So we do that very carefully. We know that there have to be still some restrictions, and we have to look at the data that's presented to us and the input from our community partners. So we'll know for sure early next week on her decision.
We're approaching a weekend in which the weather looks like we're going to have some nice, sunshiny, comfortable temperatures, which means a lot of people are going to be outside, but you can't stress enough social distancing. And when you go somewhere where there are people, like in a store, wearing your mask.
Yes, absolutely. We cannot let up on any of those things, so keep doing what you're doing.
Do want to remind our community that the masks are available tomorrow from 9 to noon at Westview Community Church, and that is at 615 Gillespie. They're also continuing to take donations. I know that there have been hundreds and hundreds of masks that have been donated, if not into the thousands so far, so that's a neat thing there. Let's talk a little bit here real quickly just about, reminding, and I don't think we can remind people enough about what to do if they think that they are experiencing some of the coronavirus symptoms.
Sure. Yeah. If you have any symptoms, please don't hesitate to call our screening line. That should be your first thing that you do, is call that screening line. We do have healthcare professionals managing that screening line every day, even on the weekends from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. So that number is 785-323-6400.
One of the other things I think I just want to ask here real quick, but before we let you go, Julie, with the increases in the numbers of test kits that are available, do you have any kind of trends that you're following or seeing that would indicate what numbers may shape up to be like over the next few days here locally?
I think we'll know that here in the next week with our relaxed KDHE criteria. It hasn't been too long since we've received word of that. I think that came down to us early this week, and then, of course, we got the test kits. So we'll definitely know kind of more of a trend once we start to see where that's going.
All right. Julie Gibbs, thank you so much for joining us again this afternoon. I suppose we'll talk again tomorrow about this same time?
Yes.
And we'll have Bob Koppel on KMAN tomorrow morning at 7 as well. So enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Dave.